Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is Tuesday. It's February the 1st, I have here, 2022. And the sun is peeking out here in Seguin, Texas. And it's looking really shaping up a little bit. But we're in for some cold weather for sure. And we're out trying to get our doghouse all fixed up for that. Anyway, I sure enjoyed hearing from this Patrick King yesterday on Mark Anderson's show, Stop the Presses. And he was reporting live from Ottawa and the downtown area where it was all jammed up with trucks. And they intend to stay there a while, and they've got some money to do that, to sustain their presence there in Ottawa. And their complaint and their request is that they're not leaving until they lift these COVID, these unlawful. Now, I'm going to put my own spin on this, too. They didn't exactly say it this way, but they said the mandates. They said they until those mandates to get injections before they could cross the border to deliver goods into America, or before other truckers could come into Canada to deliver their goods. Everybody has to have these injections, these inoculations, these so-called vaccines. And you know, there's something really behind that, and it is not really, you know, this virus, can you imagine closing down the country and all of this for the common cold? This is really about the significance of this thing, is the common cold. Now, they've got to have a reason to put the people, their populations, through this much torment to get a vaccine for the common cold. I mean, there's something up there, Jim. This ain't right. Something, I smell something. This ain't about a virus at all. This is about a tyrannical project they are putting in place with a designed purpose. You know, and you look at these globalists, and isn't this a global movement to do this? Yeah. What is this global thing? What is the global power? The global power is nothing but exceedingly wealthy people. It's a handful of exceedingly wealthy people that have essentially stolen the wealth of the planet, and they don't want to give it up. And some of the projects they have, the way they control the people so far is insufficient. they've been controlling the people up to now through social programs and taxation. And the taxation, it's not really that they need your tax dollars, even though they're happy to take it. But it's just to control you, to know what you're doing with your money. The Internal Revenue Service, all that stuff and all the information they require, it's nothing but what have you been doing with your money? We want to know exactly where your money's going, what you've been doing with it, how much have you been spending it, where you've been spending it where. It's about seeing what people are spending their money on. They're worried about how you spend your money. And they've got plenty of reason to be worried. These people, they have a reason to be worried. They're thieves. They're criminals. That's the problem with the program. They're trying to protect the booty, the plunder, that they've already stolen from the people and the nations of the world. That's what they're doing. Well, their systems of keeping this thing in order are failing, and they know it. The fractional reserve banking program is failing, and they know it. And it's probably already failed. They're just propping it up to kind of keep it going a little bit till they get these other measures in place. Well, what is this thing? The global worldview is a false doctrine. They're trying to make mankind into the problem with sustaining the planet. The mankind or even an individual is an environmental stressor. That they teach this in school too. That each individual stresses the environment. You're not an integral part of the environment. You are an environmental stressor. You're an outside alien. You're outside to the planetary system. And you're causing it problems. And if this is not managed to the nth degree, then planet's ecology, ecological system will be thrown off of balance, and the Earth will cease to sustain human life. Their big one is now, that we can see now, is that man is a contagious virus carrier. He's a carrier of a contagion. And if left unmodified, he will spread this contagion throughout the world and kill off the human population. It's almost like these silly space stories we saw, the day the world ended and all this stuff. I forgot the name of the title of the movie exactly, but there you go. Globalist criminal worldviews are false doctrines. They cast man as the whole problem, and he is definitely a problem, but not in the area that they're thinking of. And they don't like to hear this. They don't like the part I'm fixing to bring up. So they want to make you feel like you are the problem. You're the destruction of the planet, either through viruses or environmental failure. Through what you're doing. And, then let's take a look at the Christian worldview. And I'm not talking about the modern church. I'm talking, let's talk about a biblical worldview. Let's call it a biblical worldview, New Testament worldview. What is that? That is that God made the world, and he made it to sustain mankind. In fact, Jesus Christ himself made the world. The world was made by and for Jesus Christ. That's amazing, isn't it? That's an amazing thought, but that's in Colossians. You read Colossians, that's exactly what it says in there. People like to say, well, I believe in God. God, he made the world and everything. Well, he's even got a name more more precise than just God? He has a name, Jesus Christ. He is the co-creator with God of all things. All things were created by him and for him. That's in Colossians. Now you think he'd make a planet that man could not be sustained in? And guess what? And here's the next premise of the biblical New Testament worldview. We, you and I, are made in the image of God. Yeah. To become the children of God, the sons and daughters of God, to actually contain and be at one with God while we yet walk the earth, to enter the kingdom of heaven on earth while you yet walk here. Wow. That's not globalism, is it? Now do you think that God, the children of God, are walking around here on the planet now? We've been altered and we've been adopted as the children of God on earth. Do you think God is going to allow mankind to just simply destroy the ecology of the planet? Is that the end time? No, the end time is told by the same ones, the same apostles, and the Creator is told by the Creator what the end is. Jesus Christ, the Creator, Sustainer, and Redeemer of the world, tells us how the world ends. The world ends at the return of Christ Jesus, like a fire that falls from heaven and destroys Satan and his army, his followers. And then all evil is destroyed with the brightness of his coming, which is the fire that falls from heaven. And those that are in him upon his return are not harmed by this. They love to see it. They love to see it coming. And those who have rejected him and turned from him and do all these evil things in the world with their evil plans and evil doctrines, distorted, twisted doctrines, guess what happens to them? Yeah, they're thrown into the lake of fire. Forever. Eternal damnation. Now, am I worried about the ecology of this planet with that knowledge that I have? I know these things for a fact. People, you know, this ain't about believing. I'm not a believer. I'm a possessor. I'm a spreader. I'm a contagion for Christ. I'm a spreader. I got it, and I'm spreading it. And you can get it from me if you hang around. And you'll be a contagion too. You'll get into the kingdom of heaven, sit down with Christ in his throne with the Father while you yet walk the earth, and you'll know you got it. And nobody will ever be able to talk you out of it. You think I care about what somebody discovers about something here and there, or something doesn't line up just right in the Bible, or there's a little discrepancies here and there? You think I care? The New Testament got me into the kingdom of heaven, and I sat down with him in the heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6. This is past tense. I'm there. And do I have things? Yeah. Do I have things we need? Do we all have things we need? You know what Jesus said about that? The Father knows what you have need of before you even bother to ask him. You think he doesn't know what you need? And we could even apply this in a bigger way. Do you think that God doesn't know what mankind needs on the earth? Do you think he doesn't know how to sustain the planet? He made it. He made it perfectly, too. I mean, just all scientists will even admit you tweak this thing a little bit, the rotation or the degree or the tilt of the Earth, all those kinds of things. You just mess with that a little bit and you've got a problem, a severe problem. Well, Jesus keeps that thing running just right. You think he's going to let us, or he's going to allow that to happen for us to... And you think mankind, even if he thought there was a real problem, or let's even say there was a real problem with what's going on, do you think he could fix it? Do you think a bunch of degenerate, lost, fallen men can fix the planet if it just had a little small problem? You know, government is not about that. So what is the other thing that the Christian, the New Testament worldview have? The real problem with mankind is not that he's an environmental stressor, not that he's a contagion and that there's viruses around that'll kill off the whole planet. That's not the problem. The problem is that fallen man comes up with a bunch of false doctrines and subdues the world with them and deceives his fellow man and steals their property and destroys their nations. That's what Satan does in the world. He deceives the nations. And brother, have we not been deceived? 9/11? We played like... some Muslims did that by crashing, hijacking some jets and crashing into the Billings and completely destroying Billings, even a 47-story skyscraper that wasn't even hit by a plane. And then we go kill off, destroy nations around the world in the Middle East based on thinking that these people did that. Now, that's called deceiving the world. That's what Satan does. That's it. That's what he comes up with. Now, and so what's the end? The end is that Christ returns like a fire that falls from heaven and destroys the wicked with the brightness of his coming. And who is that? That's Satan and his demonic of false doctrines that he has deceived the world with. And what are we dealing with now? We had Operation 9/11. Now we're dealing with Operation COVID-19. And what is it all again? Based on the fear that mankind, or each individual, not only mankind, but you and I, are a threat to the life of the planet because we could spread a virus. So we have to be tweaked. We have to be altered. The audacity of fallen demonic people requiring Christians, those who have been modified by God, altered by the hand of God, by the operation of the death, resurrection, and ascension, the circumcision of the heart made without hands, have entered into the kingdom of heaven and sat down in the throne with God, we need a shot in order to go to town and go shopping at the grocery store. No, that, friends, is a demonic program. That is a demonic, fallen, false doctrine. Human beings need no such alteration at all. And there's a purpose for this, of what they're wanting to do. And when we come back here in a few seconds, in about 3 minutes, I will get into exactly what I think their plan is ultimately for all this COVID-19 operation. So hang with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The first time I kissed Julianne in a Chevy van, it was my old man's. It was George Strait's Baby Blue. And when she moved back to San Jose, it was Missing You and Purple Rain that I leaned on to get me through. It's been the soundtrack to my life since I remember. My memories are all in stereo. American radio keeps me singing along, living my life to the words of the songs of lovers and dreamers and hopeless believers like me. No matter where I go, I can always find an old friend somewhere there on the
dial. Right. Well, welcome back to A Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And I was talking about what the real purpose is behind this this COVID-19 and so-called vaccines. These, I like to call them, potion injections. And what is the real purpose of this? And of course, they've said it is to. And this is another mistake. Well, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. The purpose of this ultimately is to get all of us. We have to have, you can't just have one of these shots, you see, and I knew this was coming. This is a regimen of injections. And you have to keep record of this kind of stuff. And there's already fraud going on in the record keeping and how you do that. And so, and then you have to have the boosters. So what they're going to do is make the claim that for public health, everybody has to have a chip that contains the data of your injections and booster shots so that you don't cheat and lie to somebody and tell you got them and you don't. And so this thing will be read from readers that are installed in places. So you won't be able to go to the grocery store without passing through the little reader, and it reads if you're up to date with all your shots or not. Well, you know, and then it's just the very small next step, of course, the beautiful little step is that, you know, they've been talking the same time about all this inequality that's been revealed by this COVID-19. Now, how they prove that is beyond imagination. Prove inequality of human beings through COVID-19. They claim they've done this, and it's so obvious to everybody, yeah. And this, the solution is here. They're going to provide the solution to some people not having enough money to get by and others having a lot of money. So the best way to handle this is to have credit issued to your chip that's read everywhere you go. And really, the only thing you need do to survive and have a decent life is comply. Compliance is really the target. Do what we tell you to do. Compliance. This will be your means of survival. If you don't comply, you're not going to get much credit. You will have more and more credit cut off till the point that you just can't make it. And who wants to go through all that? Just comply. Just do what we tell you to do. Now, see, because after they've already gotten all the wealth, and they simply don't want to relinquish it and get rid of it, and by buying things they need, paying for things, they don't want to pay anything for anything. They've stolen it all, and they want to keep it, and so the idea is credit. They don't lend any money to anybody ever. They lend credit. It's just they create credit. They give you so much credit, and that means that they will honor that if somebody turns in some of these IOU dollars, Federal Reserve notes. They're debt currency. This is where their ultimate target is. And that is not a New Testament ideology. That is anti-lawful government. See, the Christians, the New Testament shows that our even biblical history shows that mankind does not protect himself and his property like wild animals do with teeth and claws. They protect their property with lawful government. And that protects the weak, those who can't protect themselves. The idea behind government is that everybody supports an entity that protects the property of all. And we have property before the creation of government. So hang with us. We'll be back here in a few, about 3 minutes, and we'll finish this off. Okay. Hang in there.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Julie, tell me everything's all right. I want to believe everything you're telling me is true. Well, I'm going to tell you everything is all right. I'm telling it to you right now. This is the kingdom of heaven right now on earth. The kingdom has been established. That's what Jesus did on his first trip to earth. In his death, resurrection, and ascension, he created, opened the door to the kingdom of heaven on earth, that all men can enter the kingdom right now and sit down in the heavenly places, even in the throne with Christ, with his Father. Isn't that an amazing? And you know, the modern church does not teach that. It's New Testament theology. It's New Testament. It's written in the New Testament, and they don't teach it. I've got a book on my shelf right here. And I saw it the other day, and I even mentioned it the other day. Written by a name, here it is, Kingdom of God in the Teachings of Jesus. And he couldn't find the kingdom. Can you imagine? Professor of theology at a university can't find the kingdom in the New Testament. I mean, does this tell you something about the condition of the church? It's in the New Testament. They study it. They read it. They study it all their life long. They can't find the kingdom. Well, it also says they're not in the kingdom. Also says they've never had really an experience. They've never had the experience of the death, resurrection, and ascension, the actual rebirth experience. That's what all you've heard, this born again, probably ever since you were in the 6 years old. Well, that's what that really is. Being born again is literally going through the birth canal that Christ created in his death, resurrection, and ascension. And so, and anyway, I'm glad we got a caller, and I'm going to take them in just a minute. And I was talking about the way that Christians, or at least Reverend Samuel Rutherford, who wrote Lex Rex in 1644, who was summoned to the Tower of London to stand trial for treason. All of his books were ordered to be burned in the street. And all he said was that sovereignty wasn't in the king. It was in the people. And that the king was the purpose of the king. The sole purpose of the king was the protection of the people. And he was right on. And he was the one that said that men don't protect themselves like animals with claws and teeth. They protect themselves through lawful government. But you have to know what the principles of lawful government are. And believe it or not, it's not the Constitution. It's not the United States Constitution. You know, when I talk about lawful government, everybody thinks I'm talking about the Constitution. I'm not talking about the Constitution. I'm talking about the principles that were used to develop a lot of the Constitution or some of the provisions in it. But, you know, most people don't know what those principles are. And I could get into those maybe a little bit later here. But I will take James from Vancouver now. How you doing? You there, James?
Been listening to what you're saying there, and I always thought that one that do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I always thought that was an important one. But
yeah, absolutely. And that's as operational now as do unto others before they do unto you. That's a constant state of mental warfare. You're at war with every man and God at all times. That's unfortunately pretty much the Judaic, the people that call themselves Jews but reject Christ Jesus as their king. That's their perspective, is that all men are out to get them, and they have to be at constant warfare to defend themselves from attack.
Right, right. Well, I just want to say again that I believe the truckers up here have been inspired, and I think we ought to support them and support truckers both sides of the 49th parallel. Because these truckers literally are bringing our food to us, and if we don't have them, if interstate trade and commerce is ceasing, and interprovincial commerce is ceasing, and intercontinental commerce is ceasing, we are going to starve to death.
Yes, and you know, this is not based on medical or viruses or any of this. These upheavals, this international disturbance is not from virus. It's from tyranny. People got to get hold of this idea that governments don't have a right to make you take injections no matter what. I don't care if they're flawless or how good they are. Right. They can't make you take an aspirin, much less take an injection. This is all tyranny. And and they're blocking countries and causing all this hardship on people.
Right.
Absolutely without authority. This is abject tyranny. It's time for people to learn these things. What are the principles of government so that these tyrants don't destroy us?
Well, their key principle is deception, as you're saying. Their key principle is deception. And a good book that people want to read, I always quote Machiavelli, because Machiavelli wrote all about these tricks, you see.
It's not that
I'm saying so I just wanted to call in and, support my, express my support for the truckers, both sides of the border, and... no mandates for these people. There shouldn't be mandates for anybody to take that that vaccine crap. So,
absolutely, James. Well said, and I appreciate it.
Well, okay, sir.
Okay. All right. Thanks a bunch, James. All right. Appreciate it. I agree wholeheartedly with James, and I know I'm sure all of my listeners agree with that. And I think Patrick King was saying it well, too. We just can't continue to live like this. We can't live under all this mandate stuff taking away our rights and freedoms. And, again, I like to go back again to this idea. This is even beyond our rights and freedoms. This really is about rights and freedoms that we don't have ourselves. The government is doing things that we don't have a right to do ourselves, and that is tyranny, because government must have authority from some other source. Government is not the source of authority, and it must be delegated to them from somewhere. And the somewhere is from each individual. That's where all authority for government comes from, each individual. All you've got to do is ask yourself, do I have authority to do that? Do I have authority to make my neighbor take an injection before he can go to the store or cross the border or drive a truck? Do I have the authority to make my neighbor take an injection before going to the grocery store? Are going to see my grandma, or their grandmother, or their relatives, or to travel? Do you have that authority? No, you don't, and neither do I, and neither does anyone. We all have equal authority and equal rights, and we can't delegate something we don't have to government. We just can't do it. We haven't got it. We can't delegate it. So what is that? Again, it is the exercise of power without authority, which is the exact perfect definition of tyranny. Now, usurpation, that's a fun word. Usurpation is the theft of authority that belongs to somebody else. Now, some people I've even heard to use the word, they've usurped our authority to do something. Well, first of all, for that to happen, you have to have that authority yourself. And that's why these COVID mandate stuff is beyond usurpation, because they can't steal something from us if we don't have it. They can't steal it and do it themselves. So we don't have it, so they can't usurp it or steal it from us. So they are exercising authority that belongs to no one. That's the difference between usurpation and tyranny. The exercise of power that belongs to no one. Now, do we need that? Is that the kind of thing that government should have, the power that belongs to no one to execute on the world? No, we need to support those truckers with everything we got. And everybody that wants to resist this in America, they need to be supported too. And, I see the Pope. You know, as we were showing some of this stuff on our simulcast yesterday, they were covering the Pope, saying the Pope supports these vaccines. And, you know, he had his stick and the cross and doing all that, and he was talking before the crowds and here and there. Can you imagine advocating a vaccine that everybody take one, a shot? Can you see Jesus doing that? See, the Pope is the vicar of Christ on earth. He is the substitute for Christ on earth. That's what they call the vicar. He is supposed to be the Christ on earth. Can you see Jesus lining up now and taking a vaccine? The creator of the world and of the kingdom of heaven, the redeemer and sustainer of the earth and all therein, and in fact the entire cosmos and the galaxies, you see him lining up to get a vaccine from some jackleg in a laboratory? No. And that this church shouldn't be lining up there at all. This is a perfect. The only thing that keeps the world from being absolutely perfect is sin and evil, evil designs. And we're right in the midst of one, big time. The church needs to get off its dead rump and open that New Testament and get into the kingdom of heaven and then stand as the son and children of God on earth. And resist evil. Because we want to be like him upon his return. Will Christ find faith on the earth when he returns? When everybody just complies with anything and everything? Just line up for your shot? Nope. You don't get in the kingdom by complying to tyranny and evil. Anyway, thank goodness we have Mark Anderson on the line. How you doing, Mark?
Oh, pretty well, Ron. I just thought I'd chime in momentarily and let listeners know that I found a really good YouTube channel. I was on Louise Collins' UK-based show earlier today, and she told me about Ottawogs. And you spell the word Ottawa, and then with the last two letters of Ottawa, W-A, you just complete it so it says Ottawalks. as in walking around Ottawa. And if you go to that YouTube channel, it gives you live play-by-play raw footage of what the convoy and the protest up there at the National Capital of Canada looks like. No frills, no spills. It just gives you a good raw straight idea that the mass media cartel will never let you see.
Yes, right, exactly. Very good. And that's on YouTube, too. Ottawalks,
yeah. And through the Lou Collins Facebook page, which is also very informative, there's a big link for Ottawalks there, and that's facebook.com/ Lou Collins Radio. Lou, L-O-U. Collins Radio, facebook.com/ Lou Collins Radio, with Lou spelled L-O-U. So there it is, to go to Ottawalks either directly or indirectly. And I'll just add that I had heard tentatively from Patrick King, you and I both did, that the convoy was spreading to other countries. Well, I was able to confirm that there's a smaller convoy in Edmonton, Alberta, to the west in Canada, that's a complement to what's going on in Ottawa to the east. And then also in the United Kingdom, there are truckers heading from Scotland to London, from the north to the south, and truckers apparently heading from Devon to London, which is from the west to the east.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. That's really good news. That cheers me up, man. I mean, that gives me some real hope there. That sounds really good.
Yeah, I don't know the exact details yet, but that much I was able to confirm. And there's one other quick thing, and maybe I'll wait till the other side of the break, but a sergeant behind the desk at the Hammersmith and Fulham Police Department, that branch of the Metro Police in England, Hammersmith and Fulham, F-U-L-H-A-M, Fulham, a sergeant there confirmed that the investigation is active into the side effects of the vaccine, at least from his police station.
Very
in
good.
The UK.
That's fantastic,
where people are going to the police and saying, we're concerned about the vaccines, the adverse effects, the possible deaths. You need to look at this as a police thing. And evidently that one station, at the very least, is taking it seriously, because the mass media cartel is trying to act like this is all a hoax.
Yeah. Well, stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214, or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Moving, grooving. Anyway, well, thanks, Mark, for stopping in here and helping me wrap up the show here, and with that good news about the spread of this trucker phenomenon, where they are standing up to resist abject tyranny to those who are exercising power that belongs to no one, exercising authority that belongs to no one. And that needs to be stopped. And these truckers, the way Patrick King was talking, they're serious. They're going to hang around. They're not leaving Ottawa until they lift those mandates. And I think we ought to be 100% behind them. We need to stop this worldwide. This is a global, tyrannical, satanic, antichrist scheme that needs to be stopped worldwide. And I commend everybody that's doing anything like that in support of these truckers. So, Mark, anything you want to add here at the end?
Not much. I would concur with what you were saying about Pope Francis. But what else would one expect, however, from a Jesuit? The Jesuit order is a very, very dangerous and corrosive thing to have happened to that church, the Catholic Church. And when the first Jesuit Pope was elected, Pope Francis, I had a foreboding feeling, and he has behaved exactly as a Jesuit would behave. They are antichrist. They are interlopers within the church, and the entire Jesuit order should be shunned. And this is part and parcel of that. They are worshipers of state power. They're in an alliance with the New World Order, not in opposition, and it's just really sad.
So, yeah, I agree with that. I'm not Catholic, and I don't know a lot about that, but I can see why, if that's true, I can see why many Catholics are disappointed with that whole thing. I mean, that is sad.
It really is. I would even go so far as questioning his whole legitimacy. I don't even consider him to be the vicar, in the real sense of the word. You know, once you abuse your authority, whether you're a politician or you're a potentate or a vicar, whatever you are, once you go off the rails, once you betray your doctrine, once you betray your principles, you've forfeited, man. You're not who you once were. You don't have any authority, even what legitimate authority you might have had. You forfeited it. It's over.
Yeah, well said, Mark. We're at the end of the show. And I would say that for government too. When government,
that's right.
when it alters its form without permission, it's dissolved and over. So this goes for the church as well as government. All right, we'll see you next time, and thanks for listening.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.